This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Lisa Jackson, announced this morning that she will leave the Obama administration next month. The EPA has been a target for some people who complain the government is stifling business with burdensome regulations. But what has the agency actually done for the economy? From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Scott Tong.
Lisa Jackson departs a day after the U.S. economy stepped on the energy scale, and we're skinnier, says the Energy Department, consuming 3% less than last year and trending down. Our cars guzzle less, in part because of Jackson's agency. Former Obama White House Energy Counselor Jody Freeman teaches at Harvard Law.
The big driver of that are EPA and Department of Transportation standards for fuel efficiency. And I think over time we'll see that having a big impact in this story about driving oil consumption down domestically.
Also going down, carbon emissions. The U.S. is on track to meet its global target. Frank O'Donnell at Clean Air Watch credits new rules on tailpipes and power plants under Lisa Jackson's watch.
She took a very bold step by declaring that climate change is in fact a threat to health and the environment. This was a legal finding that set in motion all attempts to deal with climate change.
The coal industry declared Lisa Jackson public enemy number one, and many thought the White House at times undercut Jackson. But the president's second term could be different and more regulatory, thinks industry analyst Kevin Book at Clearview Energy.
Does the president seize the opportunity to press the green button and load the torpedo tubes at EPA and the other agencies with a spate of regulations, or does he approach things more modestly?
Book thinks the president's State of the Union speech next month will forecast how aggressive the EPA will be in the post-Lisa Jackson era. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.